Baruch Hashem, the Jewish people were blessed with an abundance of Kedushas Levi on this week's Parsha. We had discussed earlier in the week to learn several pieces from the Berditchver. I want to continue now with some of the additional pieces that he has, again, in his very lengthy and very deep commentary on this week's Parsha. We'll continue with Perichav Gimel Pasuk Zayin, Lecha Orali Yaakov. This is the beginning of Bilam's first speech, and he says, Min Aram Yanchini Balak, from Aram, Balak, Melech Moav, led me, Mehare Kedem, he invited me from the mountains of the east, Lecha Arali Yaakov, by saying to me, come and Arali, curse for me Yaakov, Ulecha Zoama Yisrael, and come and bring anger upon Klal Yisrael. Says the Kedusha Slevi, Lecha Arali Yaakov, come and curse Yaakov, HaKlal, Eitzel Kol Uma Tzricha Lios Eze Midatova. Every nation, every people, has a particular mita tova that they're known for, a particular good character trait that defines that people. Vizehu ikar chiyusam, and that becomes the primary source of their existence. Aval Yisrael, yesh lahem kol hamidos tovos, but Klal Yisrael, which is the tachlis of creation, having the Torah, today is the yartzeit of the Rachayim HaKadosh, the 15th of Tammuz. And the Rachayim HaKadosh explains, v'samach b'chol hatov, that the Torah is kol hatov, it's the all-encompassing good. So Klal Yisrael, who are the bearers of that Torah, we are zocha to in fact have kol amidos tovos, all of the midos tovos. V'kan zeh harasha sheratza lahera liYisrael. So this wicked individual, Balak, Bilam, who wanted to combine forces in order to harm Klal Yisrael, who v'Yisrael yesh lahem kol amidos tovos, and Balak hires Bilam, and he understands that Klal Yisrael have all of the midos tovos, ratza zeh harasha levar etzlo zeh amida tova sheyesh bu maso mi Yisrael. He wanted to try to identify, okay, the Jews have all the good midos, but maybe we're more outstanding than the Jewish people in a particular midah. And by identifying, so to speak, our strength over Yisrael, we'll be able to cause harm to Klal Yisrael. That's what it means on a deeper level when it says, Lecha Ara Li Yaakov. Come, Pashav Shad is, come and curse Yaakov for me. Ara is Lashon of curse. But Ara, says the Berditchever, based on a Gemara in Bava Basra, which talks about selecting te'enim, he says that Ara is a lashon of biur, as the Gemara in Bava Basra Pebeis and Rebeis says, Ora b'te'enim, to be selecting amongst the te'enim, amongst the figs. Shiratza levar etzlo hamida sheyesh lo b'midos tovos shel Yisrael. So he was inviting Bilam to use his vision to identify, to be mevarer, l'cha Ara, to identify what mida he has that he can get the better of Klal Yisrael. V'zehu l'cha ara li Yaakov, l'var ma sheyesh etzli mimidas Yaakov, let me know what I have that Yaakov also has, maybe to even surpass Yaakov in a particular midah, v'yedei zehu l'cha zoama, and in that way I'll be able to invoke the anger of Hashem upon Bnei Yisrael. Of course, at the end of the day, none of this came to be, perhaps because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow it to be, and perhaps very simply because there really is no midah that we're not the best in. Klal Yisrael are the best in everything. And it's certainly not a bragging right, but it's just a reality. If a person has Torah, has the best perspective, and has the best understanding of all of the various midos, and has the God-given guidance to achieve perfection in all aspects of one's life, and therefore the plan of trying to identify our weakness was doomed from the start to fail. And that's why Bilam continues, when he continues his presentation here of his outlook on Klal Yisrael, in the next piece, Ki Mirosh Tzurim Erenu. A few psukim later, the pasuk says, Mirosh Tzurim Erenu. From its origin, Ki Mirosh, from the beginning of time, Tzurim Erenu. I see it as Tzurim, Tzur, like a rock. I see it like a rock. Rashi says that this refers to the strength of Klal Yisrael, very deep roots that were entrenched in very strong roots, like rocks and hills. That we come from the Avos, we come from the Imaos. The way the Berditchver understands it here, again, lav dafka, major chiddush, but the recognition of Bilam, that the Jewish people, in fact, are the tachlis of the Bria. Perish, ani roa osam meirosh tzurim. I see them meirosh tzurim. I see them meirosh tzurim. What does it mean? I see them meirosh from the start, tzurim. I see them as fortified from the beginning. Dahayu shakolol olam, that the Jewish people encompass the entire world. Umigvaos ashurenu, continues the pasuk, umigvaos, from the hills, ashurenu, I see it, or I view it. Shebriyas ha'olam, tzurim ugvaos, kaperesh Rashi, that the purpose of creation, or the foundation of creation, the Avos and the Imaos, as Rashi explained, Nishavu v'nevra avur Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world, he built it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikareishis. And therefore, Bilam is saying back to Balak, listen, Ki Meirosh, you have to understand these people have the deepest roots. And you have to understand that everything Hashem built in this world, he built it with Klal Yisrael in mind. Uvegayim lo yischashav, and the Pasuk says that we're an Am, that's Levadad Yeshkon, who dwells apart, and we're not to be reckoned amongst the nations. It means, from Hashem's perspective, Uvegayim lo yischashav, Hashem didn't consider the Umas Ha'olam, that Hashem wasn't making the world for the Umas Ha'olam, as the Berditch writes here. Hashem never intended in creating the world to make the world for all of the nations. Rak avur Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the tachlis habriya, and you need to understand that, says Bilam back to Balak. V'im kein heich efshar lekalel am kazeh shakol nivra b'shvilam. And therefore, how could I possibly try to curse a nation who is the all-encompassing nation and the purpose of creation? Again, what's so amazing about this parsha is that the greatest enemies of Klal Yisrael joined forces to bring the greatest bracha upon Klal Yisrael. And granted, Bilam was held hostage by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chazal certainly don't give him the credit for it. He very much wanted to curse. And from his brachas, you can see how badly he wanted to curse. But the bottom line is, these Rasham, Balak and Bilam, joined forces to bring tremendous, tremendous bracha upon Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Redditcher is showing us how Bilam was forced to say such beautiful praises of Klal Yisrael. We have all the good midos in the world, the tachlis of the world, the purpose of creation was for Bnei Yisrael. Such beautiful things that emerge from these psukim. So many pieces here, but we'll do what we can. Let's keep going. Okay, so we've seen two ideas so far. Number one, that Bilam wanted to was summoned to identify the shortcomings of Klal Yisrael and to exploit that to curse us. That didn't work. Bilam acknowledges Kimei Rosh, Tzurim Arenu. I see them as being Tzurim. I see them as being strong. I see them as being the Tachas of the world. Uvagayim lo yischashav, the Pasuk says. And Hashem didn't consider the Umos Ha'olam in creating the world. He considered his beloved children Bnei Yisrael. Continues the Redditchever on Pasuk Yurches. Kum Balak Ushama. Balak, get up and listen. Now Rashi explains that Bilam said to Balak, listen, you're giving me trouble. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm doing what God told me to do. You're not happy with me. Hashem's not particularly happy with him, and was accusing him of his inability to curse Bnei Yisrael. So Bilam says to Balak, I want you to stand on your feet. You shouldn't be sitting when we're in the presence of godliness. We're on a mission for God. Right? Again, Bilam is subservient to Hashem and carrying out the Dvar Hashem and saying only what Hashem allows him to say. But anyways, in his frustration, Bilam says to Balak, you should stand. I don't want you to have any comfort because you're causing me pain. So therefore, kum Balak ushama. Stand up and listen. Explains the Redditchever, what is the difference between standing and sitting with regard to a gzar din? How do we view sitting versus standing in terms of the ability to assess a psak, a ruling, and to perhaps overturn that ruling? So the Berditcher lets us in on a code in Chazal. Standing versus sitting. How do Chazal understand standing versus sitting? Nir levar al pi mash amru Chazal. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya in the third parak, Nitzav lariv Hashem. God stands for a court case. Va'omed ledin amin. Now, Chazal understand from that Pasuk, exactly how they learn the Pasuk is a good question, but from the fact that it says Hashem stands, and Hashem stands in judgment, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Danos Yisrael Danos Samba Amida. Chazal derive from here that when Hashem judges the Jewish people, it's through the process of Amida, of standing. And when Kadosh Baruch Hu judges the Umas HaOlam, say Chazal, it's be yeshiva. What exactly does this mean? So the Berditchever connects it to something he speaks about often, which is the tzaddik's ability to overturn the gezerah of Hashem. The Pasuk says in Iyov, V'sigzar Omer V'yakam Lach, the Sigzar Omer, that as soon as the decree is declared, right, then Vayakum Lach, then it's standing, it has Kiyum, it becomes true. Which Chazal understand the Moed Katan Tezayin, as he's quoted countless times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Gezerah, and the Tzaddik has the remarkable ability to overturn Hashem's decrees. Yeshiva, Chazal say, in Gemara Ksubis, Yeshiva is nikra sheesh bo smicha. Yeshiva means that a person is truly resting in their place they're fully supported in their place, and they're not going to move from their place with great ease. That's the Gemara in Ksubas Kufiyat Aleph Amud Beis, Kol Yeshiva She'in Basmicha Amida Tova Hemena. If you're going to be sitting but not really sitting, then you might as well be standing. What exactly does that mean? Amida in Basmicha. Standing means that you're not leaning on anything, you're not relying upon anything, and standing is a position that one is ready to move from that place. So Chazal say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Umos HaOlam, Hashem is sitting, and sitting by definition means a yeshiva sheyesh basmicha, and what that means is that Hashem sits lemishpat shenigzar aleihem shlo yimot, that Hashem is going to judge, and He's not going to reconsider. Ki ein b'neihem yeshivata, because by the nations of the world, they don't have anyone to be able to overturn the gezera. Masha ein kein, the gezar din of a Jew. Even when a Jew is found to be held accountable, there's always the possibility of overturning it through the kochos of the tzaddik. Shat tzaddikim shebenei mechon levatlo. And that's what Bilam is saying to Balak. Kum Balak, stand up. You think your plan is sitting? You think your plan is set in stone? You think there's no way for your intentions to be overturned? You need to stand, Balak. Standing means ready to be, ready to move, ready to change, ready to be uprooted from its place. And therefore, Balak, you should understand, your plan is not at all guaranteed to work. In fact, the whole thing is backfiring already. All your klalas, intended klalas, are turning into brachos. Right? You hired me to curse, says Bilam, but stand up, Balak, because this is not going to work out as you intended. Haremez alamida ki ein bo smicha ala klala. There's no guarantees, there's no support, so to speak, for this curse. Ki hatzadikim shebeinayim yavatu v'hafchu lebracha, because the Jews have tzadikim, who have the ability to overturn curses and turn it into bracha. And that's kum balak. Stand up, realize that your plan is far from settled, and there's a lot to be negotiated here. And again, that's a reminder to us as Jews that even when our enemies seem to get the better of us, we always have the ability of a tzaddik to overturn things. And certainly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset with us and rules against us, we could always petition. There's always an appeal system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to work out well for us. Hashem desires our tshuva. He's rotza b'tshuva. He desires our tefilos. So there's always a way for us to overturn and to renegotiate the gzar din. Continuing with the next pasuk and the next piece in the Kedushas Levi, pasuk says, Lo ish kel v'chazev. Hashem is not a person that he should be involved in kazav, involved in lies and deceit. Lo ish kel v'chazev. Hashem is not a person that he would act deceitful. Adar Hashem v'chazal again. Chazal tell us, v'sigzar omer v'yakim lach. The pasuk in Iyov tells us that Hashem makes a decree and the tzaddik has the ability to overturn it. That tzaddik pavel shekeviyachal Hashem yisparach mislabish aso be'atzaddik. Now how exactly does this work? So the Beditchver explains the tzaddik, through his efforts, brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon himself, whatever that means, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabish in the tzaddik. Kefi raton atzaddik keiniyah. To such a degree that the tzaddik becomes able to direct HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans. Again, it's a very delicate and deep idea. We don't really understand what it means. But that's the power of the tzaddik to, so to speak, gird himself, to wrap himself, to be enveloped in Hashem, and to direct. The same way that my brain and my heart inside my body direct my outer limbs. So the tzaddik can, in a certain sense, become the center, the command center, and dictate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how things should be. V'zeu tfila l'moshe isha elokim. What does it mean to be called an isha elokim? Shayidei tfilas Moshe kiviyachol elokim ba'ish. That through Moshe's tfilos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be what? Can be contained within man. Dahainu Moshe, lasos kiritzono. That Hashem becomes, in a certain sense, subservient to Moshe Rabbeinu. The tzaddik has the ability to overturn Hashem's decrees. Whatever exactly that means, it's a very, very deep idea. And that's what the pasuk says in Tehillim Kovav, that if not for Moshe, the chosen one, to stand in the breach, what would be with Klal Yisrael? How many times did Moshe Rabbeinu come to the rescue of the Jewish people? Ish Elokim, shalokus mislabish ve'ish. That godliness has been enveloped within man. V'zeh rakish mispalim, lashpia tovus liYisrael. Now obviously, if you want to have a strong say in the higher realms, if you want to tell Hashem what you want to do and how you want things to be, it has to be for a very, very good cause. Obviously, the best cause is to bring good things upon Klal Yisrael. So that's what it says here. Lashpia tovus liYisrael, to bring good things upon the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to renegotiate, so to speak, with Hashem. Amnam Bilam HaRasha sheratza lekales Yisrael, but those who come to curse, like Bilam HaRasha, lo hayachol lifol shehashem yisbarach yislabish v'ish lasos ritzon Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch would certainly not surrender himself to Bilam to carry out his evil plans. And that's what the pasuk means. Lo ish kel v'chazev. Perish. Da'al kazav. That to do something which is deceitful, which is hurtful, which is negative. To curse Klal Yisrael in particular. Lo ish kel. God will not give himself over to man. Hakel inu mislabish v'ish yaser ritzono l'kalel. Hashem will not give himself over to the Rasha who wants to use the kochos of God in order to curse. But if you're going to use your kochos to defend Klal Yisrael, then you can be like Moshe Rabbeinu, you can become an Ish Elokim, which is obviously, again, a very lofty praise for any human being of flesh and blood. Vezeo Perish. And that's the Pshat of the Pasuk back in Shemos, Hashem Ish Milchama, Hashem Shemo. That when it comes to the downfall of the nations, Da'am Apollos Ha'umos, Hashem Yisbarach Mislabish Be'ish Lasos Ritzon HaTzadik, Linkom Be'umos. Hashem will, again, submit himself to the will of the tzaddik in order to do good things for Klal Yisrael. Hagam shu gvura, even if it's something that has a negative aspect to it, like waging war. Hashem will do that, and Hashem will surrender himself to Klal Yisrael on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Achlafi ha'emes hu chesed gadol mustma ba'palasam. But the truth is that act of gvura, that act of punishing the nations of the world, is in fact the big chesed for the nations. Why? Because at least if they're destroyed by Hashem, we saw this back in Shemos, in Parsha Shemos, we had this by Paro, that if you're destroyed by Hashem, at least your downfall, your death, as ironic as that may seem, who would want that, but at least your destruction, your death, your failure is a source of Kiddush Hashem. Shal yidei ma'palasim nisgadol v'niskadei shemo ha'gadol. That through the downfall of the Rasha, it's actually a chesed for the Rasha. He gets a place in the world of being the one who allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to display his might in the world. Im kein, ein lecha chesed gadol mizeh. And that's what it means, Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shemo. What's the word that we're commenting on? As he explains, Hashem, yud kei vav kei, is the name of chesed. What is the chesed that Hashem performs when he's destroying the bad guys, when he's defeating our enemies? And the answer is, he's giving them a place in history. Again, as the Umos Olam, they don't really have a place in the world. It's only through their downfall that Hashem is able to show that he's truly in charge, that it gives them some great merit in having been a byproduct or being the source by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in the world, by beating up the Umos Olam and taking revenge and showing the world is in Hefker. So in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gala himself through the Umos Olam, through the Rasham. And that's why it's again Hashem Ichama. Even though he's waging war, you would expect the name Elokim or something more of Midas Hadin. But there's a chesed for the Umim when they are defeated, that they become a source of Kiddush Hashem and increase the glory of Hashem in the world. Okay, so that is Lo Ish Kel V'Chazev. Hashem says, I will not give myself over to man if his intentions are evil. But when a person wants to do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabesh himself within you and gives you new kochos to achieve that good in the world. That's a very special thing. Okay, another small piece, the next piece. Hine varech lakachti uveirech lo ashivena. I have been given the ability to bless, uveirech, I will bless, I have blessed, v'lo ashivena, and I will not retract it. Right? Hashem has blessed, speaking on behalf of Hashem, that I have the ability to bless, I have blessed, and I will not retract it. Says the Berdei Tzura, right, perish. Me'achar shekibalti brachos lakach lo ashivena. When a person receives a bracha, I'm not going to give it back. I'm not going to restore that. Shalo ish kel v'chazev, because God is not like a person who makes promises and then retracts. Masha'en kein lehefech. However, when Hashem punishes, you'll say, well, God also can't retract that because Hashem is absolute. Maybe Hashem can't change his mind. So how does it work when Hashem decides to do something different than the original decree if it was negative? The answer is, the tzaddikim have the ability, lafoch v'osim tzir of acher. The tzaddikim could take tzadi resh hei, could take the source of someone's pain or tzara, and turn it into resh tzadi aleph, turn it into something of desire. And that's the ability of the tzaddik to rearrange the osios of the Torah. We've spoken about it many times. to take a kareis and turn it into keser, to take a nega and to turn it into oneg. Many, many examples in the Svar Makadoshim. Aval kol ma sheyatzu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu letova eino chozer ki yadua. Whatever Hashem decreed, in a positive sense, if I gave a bracha, Berech, Hashem is blessed, lo ashivena, it cannot be retracted. It's not able to be overturned. But the tzaddik can overturn gzeros raos and turn it into something good. Okay, let's jump ahead to Lohibit Oven Biyakov. Again, there's just so much here. We'll skip the next longer piece and continue. Lohibit Oven Biyakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not pay attention to the Averos of Yaakov, Velo Ra, Amal Bi Yisrael, and he doesn't see, again, the Pashup Shat, Amal, doesn't see the perverse behavior of Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elokav Imo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Explains the Berdichever, Perish. Lohi Bit Avin Bi Yaakov, Lo Ra, Amal Bi Yisrael, Kishabon Lamala Averos Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, when the sins of the Jewish people rise up on high, Hashem Yisbarach Eino Mavit Bahem. This was very true to the Berdichever himself. The Berdichever, the Kedushas Levi, was known to try to only see good by the Jewish people, often being able to transform what superficially looked like a sinful behavior into something that was in fact a mitzvah. Many, many stories of the Berdichever being Malamid Tzchus, really on a very lofty level, to always try to petition Hashem on behalf of the Jewish people. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see our Averos. Kishaban Lamala Averos Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. If the Averos of the Jewish people rise up, Hashem Yisbarach Einu Mabit Bahem. Hashem doesn't pay too much attention to them. Deina Rotza Klal Sheavo Averos Yisrael Lefanav. Hashem doesn't at all want to see them. Rather, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokav Imo. Perish Masha Ein Ken Kishabon Zuchuyos Shalehem Milamala. Mechaber Atzavahem. Hashem Elokav Imo means that when there's something good to see, Hashem is with them. Usuras Melech Bo. And Hashem befriends them. Right? That's the Pashup Shad. The friendship of the king is within him. Explains the Berdichever, what is Trua? Let's think in terms of shofar. Believe it or not, we're going to be hearing the shofar in the not too distant future. Before we know it, it will be Chodesh Elul. So what is the concept of a Trua and a Tekia? So explains the Berdichever, Trua Shenechlech L'Shnayim. Trua is, of course, a broken sound. Shelo L'Habit Ba'averos U'L'Chaver B'Zuchuyos Yisrael. Trua means Hashem's way of breaking things down. I'm not going to look at the bad, and I'm going to focus on the good. By the way, that's just a very basic, basic technique that any parent or any mechanech needs to know, to try to catch people doing good. It's easier to catch our children or our students doing the wrong thing, but to try to train ourselves to catch them doing the right thing is unbelievably important. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, Hashem is able to mechalik, Hashem pushes aside some of our negative behavior, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to catch us, so to speak, doing good things. But that's trua. Trua means to divide. The trua hu lashon nechlak. Trua means split, divided. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perach of Dalid, roa his roa'a ha'aretz. The earth was splitting. Right? Roa was shattered, was broken. A broken world being described by the Navi. Sheperusha shenechlak v'nishpa l'shnayim. Something which was broken in two. Shelo lahabid ba'averos l'chaber b'zuchuyas Yisrael. Hashem's able to say, listen, the averos need to be separated from the mitzvos. And the way that I'm going to deal with the averos is very different than the way that I'm going to deal with the mitzvos. And that's what it means, truas melech bo. The king has the ability, Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, b'chinas trua. Knowing Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem knows how to trua, how to divide. L'istaka b'zuchuyos, to pay extra close attention to every good thing that a Jew does, and lo l'istaka b'averos, and not to focus on the averos. So how does this further fit into the concept of tekia and trua and tekia? So he explains, "Va'aver l'chashaze inyun tekia trua tekia." This goes hand in hand with, of course, the idea of blowing the shofar, tekia first, and then a trua, and then a ki, and then a tekia. Tekia is a lashon of attachment, positive attachment. Tekia hu lashon chibur. Tekia is a lashon of attachment. Deosios tekia. Tekia is taka yud hay. Taka means inserted or stuck. That Hashem has attached himself or stuck himself in amongst us. When we had a Beis Hamikdash, that connection was much more obvious to us. The carbon tamid would bring kapara for the Jewish people. We were always able to maintain the closeness with Hashem. Of course, as we entered the 3 weeks, this piece has even greater importance for us. Utrua hu neged galus. But in galus we feel trua. We feel shattered, we feel broken, we feel divided. Shinis arvu bagayim, that we're mixed in amongst the nations of the world. Az hu trua. Shasem yizbach mechalek shlo estaka baveros bagalus hu estaka b'zachuyos. So at that time, again, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, it's tkia. It's as if everything is all good. When we lose the Beis HaMikdash and we go into galus, then trua. Hashem has to look at us, so to speak, with two tracks. He has to look at our veros superficially and try to look at our mitzvos very deeply. The carbon talmid every day would cleanse us, would fix our relationship. But as we know, it's tekiya, trua, tekiya. That after every trua, we get back to a tekiya. What does that mean? Neged binyan ha'asid. That we hope in the future that there's going to come a time, as the Navi describes in Zechariah, that Hashem is going to wipe away the tumah from the world. That there's no longer going to be a need to be mechalik. There's not going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's need to look away, not to look too much at the averos. Why? Because halavai, a time will come when there won't be averos at all. And halavai, it should be a world that's kulo tekiya. I think you could suggest that's the idea of the tekiya gadola, tekiya b'shofar gadol. The idea of hopefully getting stuck in that world of tekiya, in that world of constant connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explains very beautifully, and I'm going to paraphrase now, that that's the reason that when the Jews would gather, they would gather with a tekiya, and when they would travel to the sound of the trua. Why? Tekiya, again, means coming together, unifying, oneness. Awareness. Trua implies something a little bit more scattered, a little bit more broken, a little bit less connected. And therefore, he points out that it's very precise when the Torah describes the way that we gather and the way that we travel. Tekiya for gathering and trua for traveling. But trua smelach bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, even in times of galus, to try to continue to look deeply into our mitzvos and to only glance superficially at our averos. Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkanosecha Yisrael. Skipping a few pieces, they're all very beautiful. Just find the time and the energy and the ability to learn all of them. What else can I say? I can't do it all right now. Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkanosecha Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, the Sefer is available for future years as well. Halavai, we should continue to learn it. Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkanosecha Yisrael. Perich of Dalit Pasakei. The famous words of Matovu, how beautiful, how goodly are your tents, Yaakov, how beautiful are the Mishkanos, right? Are your the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael, how beautiful it is. Says the Berditchever, there's Yaakov and there's Yisrael in the Pasuk, and there's Oel and there's Mishkan. If I were to ask you, what does Oel represent? What does Mishkan represent? What does Yaakov represent? What does Mishkan represent? Which one is the more lofty name of Klal Yisrael, which one is the more struggling name of Klal Yisrael? Typically, the Ramban tells us that Yaakov is our lower name and Yisrael is our higher name. And therefore, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, Mishkan Osecha. You have a Mishkan, you have a place where you dwell, and you have an Oel, which is more of a Diras Arai. Okay? But explains the Radich for Al Derech Asei Torascha Keva. Make your Torah Keva. Yaakov, which is the Madrega Tachtona, which is the lower level. And Yisrael is Madrega Yona, as it says in the Zohar Kadosh. V'zeh peirish matovu alecha Yaakov, when it comes to your Ohel. Now, you could say that Ohel means a place of Torah. After all, the Gemara has such a reference. Yaakov yishtam yoshev Ohelim. Many opinions assume that means that Yaakov was in the Ohel Torah. But in the context of Ohel versus Mishkan, Ohel is going to be the place of your business. And Mishkan, your mainstay, should of course be the world of Torah. And therefore, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, Shetasa Malachtecha Arai. You should make your Yaakov, your lowly activities, your less important activities, your involvement in worldly matters, you should make that secondary, you should make it temporary. Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. But Yisrael, what should you celebrate? It should be your Mishkan. It should be Torascha. Should make Torascha Keva, should make your Torah permanent, with a sense of tremendous permanence. And that's important to realize in life, to make sure that we're balancing ourselves properly. Yes, Yaakov has to be a Jewish businessman in the world, has to be an identifiably Jewish businessman. he's more ethical, he's more honest, he's more reliable, right? But there also has to know that that's always going to be secondary to Mishkan Osech Yisrael, to my primary dwelling place, which of course is to live a life of Torah. All right, maybe one final piece for now. We'll go to the last piece in the parsha, and that is V'hoya Edom Yeresha. This is Perach of Dal Pasuk Yirches. The pasuk says again, Bilam's final prophecies describing some of the visions of the future and the other nations of the world. It says V'hoya Edom Yeresha. Edom shall be a conquest. V'hoya Yeresha Seir Oivav, and Seir, which of course is also Esav, Edom, Seir, these are Esav territories. That Seir will be a conquest of his enemies, of his oivim. The Yisrael osachayel, and yet Israel, Klal Yisrael, will attain great success and great wealth. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, and with this we can explain a pasuk in Tehillim that we know from Hallel. Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu ki v'shimcha tein kavod. Don't do it for us, Hashem. Don't do it for us. Do it for you. So why the double lo lanu? Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu ki v'shimcha. Why does it say lo lanu twice? So he quotes the Medrash, Tanu de Be'aliyahu, that describes that Yaakov and Esav divided the worlds. Yaakov decided to take Olam Haba. Esav took Olam Hazah. So, in fact, the Kedushas Levi is simple kasha. So how is it that a Jew davens and asks for things in Olam Hazah? How is it that we ever have anything in Olam Hazah? There's only one explanation. And the Reditcher says the explanation is that the Umas Olam Makas, look at you Jews suffering. Look how you have nothing in this world. Now, we could respond, well, there's an arrangement that we made with Esav long ago. You guys get this world, and we get the next world. But Klal Yisrael don't have to say that, because Hashem himself is not comfortable with this type of mockery of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to help Klal Yisrael have what they need in order to avoid the Chil Hashem. And therefore, Lo Lanu Hashem, Lo Lanu, what's the double Lo Lanu? Lo Lanu Hashem Kepshuto. Lo Lanu, it's not ours. It's not our place to ask. After all, we gave this world to Esav. So if you'll say, so then what business do you have getting anything in this world? So we say a second time, Lo Lanu. Again, that's also not for us. Machmas Shetovas Olam Haza Eina Shalanu Rak Shalahem. Lazeh Einan Mavak Shal Ma'anenu. Right? We're not asking. We don't need to ask, and we're not allowed to ask. It's not for us. Kiyim L'Shimcha Ten Kavod. But the only reason we're getting anything is to avoid the Chil Hashem. Lamar Yamar Hagoyim V'Yeina Elohayhem. They don't believe this. So therefore, in order to justify our rights to any of the things in Olam Hazeh, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Lo Lanu Hashem, right? It's not our place to be asking. And if you wonder, so then why am I asking? If it's really Lo Lanu, so again, Lo Lanu, that's also not for me. I'm not asking out of desperation for me. I'm just embarrassed for you, Hashem, that people are going to say, Ayeina Elohayhem. Where's the Jewish God? How does he abandon his people and not provide them with what they need? So for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please come to our rescue. And that's what our pasuk is saying here, is the final piece in the parsha. V'haya Edom Yeresha. V'haya Yeresha Seir Oivav. What does it mean? Edom will have a conquest, and Seir will have a conquest, perish. Shal Yedesha Seir Oivav Shal Yisrael. Because Edom, because Seir, because our enemies had it in for Klal Yisrael, and because they were mechariv and megadiv Yisrael, they mocked us and ridiculed us. Therefore, says the pasuk, what? The Yisrael osa chayil. The Jews are going to have great success. As the Targum says, tzalach, that we're going to be successful. It's because, had they not poked fun at us, they would have left us alone, so we'd have a very simplistic Olam Hazeh. The nations of the world would take Olam Hazeh, we would take Olam Haba. But because they mocked us, Hashem was not going to quietly stand by. And therefore we say, Hashem, listen, it's not about us at all. We're not entitled to it. And even now that we're asking for it, it's not out of desperation for us. We're simply trying to protect your name, that the nations shouldn't say the Jewish people who are committed to Hashem are left by their God to suffer. It shouldn't be Ayeina Elohayhem, where is the Jewish God? So to respond to that, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, Yaakov, even from the fruits of this world. Again, many, many beautiful brachos, all coming from the tongue of one of the greatest cursers and one of the greatest rishayim of all time, who again is disguised in a very innocent garb, but Chazal revealed to us who this wicked individual truly was. And we have to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Berditchever for teaching us to see it with this deeper perspective, to realize that everything that Bilam HaRasha said, again, he may have had negative intentions, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahapech HaKol LeBracha, revealed bracha, and even deeper bracha contained within, as we're seeing, learning these pieces. And Amir Tzashem, again, we should be zocha to be the recipients of that bracha every single day of our lives. I hope everyone has a wonderful Shabbos, and the brachos of Parshas Balak should all come true.